This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, the McKay Group, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Creative Landscaping, Pella Corporation, and Round Window Liquor. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, the City of Pella, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, DeHeisen Carpentry, De Blumenhof Garden Center, and Golay Heating and Cooling. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man prepares our soldiers for battle and life. In the fourth part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Staff Sergeant David Robbins.
Staff Sergeant Robbins, can you tell us a little bit about your service?
Yes, I've been in a total of 15 years currently. I joined in late 2004 and joined the Iowa National Guard. After a brief stint there, about 5 years, I chose to go active duty at the 101st Airborne, where I deployed to Afghanistan and did quite a few schools and other events. And once my 3 years ended there, I came back and wanted to rejoin my old unit. So I joined up with the 168 Charlie Company out of Des Moines and have been with Line Infantry units ever since until recently, where now I teach individuals who are getting ready to go to basic training.
And is that your son we're hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Tell him he's
trying to get me to help him play Mario Kart. Here, you.
Okay, well, he's going to be on the radio.
Well, that works.
All right. So why did you join the service? Is there a long history in your family, or you something motivate you? What? Why?
There was a lot of motivations to do it, especially during 04, height of the surge to the war in Afghanistan. All young people want to prove themselves in one way or the other. On top of that, my parents were all military. I believe there's a paper somewhere that traces our military lineage all the way back to the Civil War on one side of my family. My parents, my mother and father, actually met while they were on active service in Germany, and I was actually born in Germany while they were active service. So there's just a lot of proud history in my family for military service.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeYoung Door Service, Vanco Camper Rentals, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, All Plan Insurance, McCall Monument, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Sherry's Madden Frame Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dandy Farms, Sully Community Locker, Quality Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dowie Pest Control, Overton Funeral Home, Van Mon and Seed and Chemical, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, Cunningham Financial Services, and Stan Drywall.
I continued my conversation with Staff Sergeant David Robbins.
Now you're employed at Pella Corps in Logistics, right?
Yes.
How did your military experience influence your view of life?
Well, military training is, of course, very intense, especially early on. A lot of people are either kind of afraid to go to war or afraid to go to basic training, which is completely understandable. I try to explain that to a lot of the individuals who are now in my unit who are getting ready to make that transition and go. And it's a shock to the system, much like working out with weightlifting. You can't get stronger until you push yourself beyond what you believe that you can do. And that's exactly what basic training does. And it's a very good example of how much one person can grow in an extremely short amount of time. So, yeah, everyone talks about the major amounts of discipline and the amounts of timeliness, or just in generally just their view of the world of being in a team atmosphere, because the military is all about taking the individual and making them a part of a team. But at the same time, your team is only as strong as the weakest individual. So you're constantly trying to better yourself, which betters the team, but you're always constantly able to work as a team. So it's a very interesting outlook when I compare it to the individuals who are now in my unit who are coming right out of high school and have never had to even remotely do anything like that. You know, they work in teams and school projects, something like that, and I can't even remember that. But it's so much more different when you put 20, 30, 40 people in a group and tell them, all right, we've got to accomplish this task, and there's no question. They just knock it out of the park.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Newton Village, VHR Used Cars, Sundance Realty, Milo Locker Meats, IMU Fiber, Mutton Peas Autoland, Marion County Rural Water, and Jim and Susan Hicks. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Craig Clark Construction, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Garden and Associates in Oskaloosa, Central College, Lambert Truck Parts and Towing, Preston's Auction Service, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Candy's Flowers.
I continued my conversation with Staff Sergeant David Robbins.
So you teach. You teach people just out of high school, maybe college, and what's your class called?
So my class, because I'm a subject matter expert and because I have done what I have in the military, I teach anything and everything. I teach weapon marksmanship. I teach land navigation, physical fitness. I do with the National Guard, it's not like active duty. You don't just work out every day. The National Guard, you only go one weekend. So your physical fitness is very much so on you. It has to be a lifestyle choice to be fit, and that's something that's very difficult to do in the Guard, especially when you come home and you have your ice cream and your Xbox and, you know, everything else, all the distractions. So I teach a lot about just living that lifestyle and living what it means to be in the uniform and what it means to actually push yourself beyond just the minimal capabilities you think everyone has. I also teach a lot about basic training. We do a lot of research about what's coming, what's new coming down the pipe for the military, and what's old. Try to take some lessons from what has been versus what is currently going on, so the newer soldiers can get the biggest aspect they possibly can.
Share a couple of the most important things you learned in Afghanistan, please.
Oh, yes, of course. I spent a solid year there. My platoon did some interesting work. I absolutely loved every minute of it. Not every minute, of course, there's always going to be bad days when you go to war, but the experience I cannot argue with. Some of the most important things I learned there is, you know, the culture. It's so different. And, you know, small town Iowa, I had lived in Iowa pretty much my whole life until I went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And it's a little different down near Nashville. And once you get to overseas, the biggest thing that I love to shock people with, about, especially about Afghanistan, is I always ask, what do you think the most illegal import into the country is? And, of course, everyone says drugs or, you know, slaves or whatever, you know, all the terrible things we would think of here in America. The answer is actually lumber. It's wood. And people can't wrap that around their mind. They're like, are you serious? We have trees everywhere, but you can't grow trees on the side of mountains. So it's really just this illegal major traffic trade of just lumber. And it's to understand that those people can to live like that, to live in actual mud huts, and the way they live, and the way that they live, and the way that, and everything they do is just such an interesting change, and yet be so technologically advanced. They have cell phones, they have batteries, they have lights in their cities. Problem is, it's literally a piece of wire with the copper stripped off, or the insulation stripped off, wrapped around a light bulb, put in a mason jar, strung to wherever in the city, and then hooked up to a car battery somewhere. Very ingenuitive, but yeah, a lot of people, it's hard for them to grasp that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Sims Custom Wash, Pella Co-op Electric, Spahn and Rose Lumber, Jersey Freeze, Vermeer Sales and Service, Don's Heating and Cooling, Culver's of Pella, Holiday Inn Express of Pella, and Pella Community Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kyle's Auto Repair, Shomo Madsen Humble Insurance, Johnston Communications, Reclaiming the Joy, Dave's Pro Auto and Lighten, Lighten Insurance Agency, Corner Sundry, Home Realty, and L&M Storage.
I continued my conversation with Staff Sergeant David Robbins.
Well, it's hard for us to grasp things that we haven't seen. So how do you teach us that? Your mind has been opened. How do you teach us to open our minds?
Well, that is very difficult. And the hardest part in that is getting people to the point of accepting that the world is bigger than they think. And of course, when I was 16 to 21, I thought I knew everything just like most people do. To know that there's more out there, to experience it yourself, that's number one, the easiest way to do it. But by pictures, by stories, by influencing, especially by in leading, I truly believe that we lead from the front. You know, if I can't keep up, then who's going to respect me when I say, hey, you need to be physically fit? So once they see me running with them, once they see me setting the pace and pushing them as hard as I push myself, and then the next group goes to run and I'm running with them again, you know, they're going to see me going, okay, this guy, he wants to teach us, he wants to inspire us, he cares about us. Obviously, what he has to say is very important, and they take it a little bit more to heart.
Well, speaking of caring, reaching, leading, tell us a little bit about your Ruck events.
So we do the Red Rock Ruck Club. Myself and Mitch Monticero co-lead it. And he is an awesome guy from the CrossFit side of the map, potentially getting into the first responders section as well. And I bring the military side to this. Ruck marching is just urban hiking. You know, it's just a backpack you wear and you just walk around, and it's exercise. You can do all manners of exercise with it. You don't need a gym membership. It's totally free. It's simple. It's easy. It's cave person physical training, basically. So we did this starting out to make it a different kind of workout. You know, CrossFit has been around for a long time. People go to the gyms and we always hear, I don't know what to do. How do I work out? What do I need to do? What do I need to work in my form? And this is natural form that everyone does in their everyday work life. You're just doing it with weights and you're doing it for longer periods of time. And on top of that, we want to do a lot of community-driven things. So when we go down to Oskaloosa, we really invite a lot of the first responders to come out. We've had a bunch of firefighters, police officers, EMTs all come out. I think the last event we did down there, we had 30 plus people. It was a huge event. And they're not meant to be big. They're just meant to be an hour long, fun, maybe 2 hours at most. Here in Pella, we get a lot of individuals who are CrossFit, and we're hoping to get down to Knoxville. Unfortunately, COVID kind of shut us down for that. But we're going to partner up with that American Legion VFW hall and do a couple of ruck marches with them because they do a lot of veteran ruck marches. So that would be a lot of fun to kind of get all three groups kind of in one cycle doing all those exercises together. We also do food ruck donations every chance we get. We do a lot of community-driven donations that we can help out, just anything to help out the overall community, because that's what we as veterans do. I mean, that's why we signed up to do what we do, is to help volunteer to serve our country. And as we slowly get out of our veteran status and we're not helping the country, we need to start transitioning to helping just our community.
When one of these events are over, what's on your mind? What's in your heart? Share that.
Once these events get done, it's being the military is a need for me. I compare it to almost needing an addictive substance. It's a lot of fun. It can be dangerous because my very A-type personality comes out, and I typically try not to be too aggressive, but you have to be, especially in combat arms where the aggression is the key to victory. Doing these events is a lot of fun just because it really takes me back to that type of training. I like to recall the last time we had an event, which is, I believe, just a few weeks ago. We had a very small event, and it was just something simple, but it was like straight out of some Navy SEAL training where I took two rucksacks and we made a float out of ponchos. And there was eight of us there, and we broke up into four person teams, and we would take this heavy weight of about 45-50 pounds and drag it down North Overlook Beach and then swim out with it and then swim back and then do exercises while the other team went. And we did that together about three times, and it was just, you have all these people who you don't normally work with. It's not, nobody signed up to do this. No one's getting paid to do it. It's something they just came out to do. But teamwork is, of course, essential. You have to have teamwork. And to see these people, see just random people come together to complete a common goal, just purely by the fact that they want to, is just, it kind of renews hope and just the human spirit in general. We see all this negativity in the world today, and working together is the only way we're going to move forward. The destruction's only going to divide us more. And that's one of the biggest things I try to teach a lot of the new soldiers coming in through basic training, who are about to go to basic training, is you're either going to fight together or you're going to fall together. And it's one or the other. You're not going to have a choice in the end. So get on board, work with each other. You're going to hate each other. Work with each other and just get the mission done, and you're going to feel 1,000 times better.
Thanks to Staff Sergeant David Robbins for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.